John, you've had a bit of time, I suppose, to digest what happened last night. What's the feeling like this morning?
Yeah, well, we missed a number of chances. And I suppose the good thing is, we were saying last couple of weeks, we were creating them and we weren't taking them. And last night, I suppose, the problem in a game like this is when you're dominating and you need to put them away. And so it was frustrating at two accounts. We did create a number of very good chances, didn't take them. Then went ahead and conceded a very soft goal. So that's frustrating. So, you know, as I keep saying back in the training pitch this morning, the guys, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You take get your head up and keep working hard, and that's the only way to turn these things around.
You can see after the equaliser last night, the head's dropping from the lads. The pressure getting to them?
Ah, yeah, well, they're under pressure. You know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, I keep saying, you know, there's pressure when you're at the top going for trophies. There's pressure when you're down and the results aren't going your way. And at the moment, unfortunately, you know, some of the lads are playing within themselves. And, you know, there's no doubt at home there is that extra pressure because, you know, everyone wants us to win. And, you know, if mistakes are made, that these things happen. And you're right, when the goal went in, it was disappointing because our heads went down. And I suppose the feeling was we had a number of opportunities to put the game away. By that stage, we hadn't done that.
Is it too simple to say it's just lucky, that little bit of luck to get that win, get that confidence back?
Yeah, well, I'm slow to use the word luck. I think sometimes I know what you're saying, Rory, and you know there has been some decisions in the last couple of weeks that haven't gone with us that might have gone with us before, and you're saying about luck, but ultimately, it's really about, you know, we have to keep working harder. You know, we can blame with the suspensions, we've had injuries, you know, we haven't had a set run since the start, and the strength and depth hasn't been what we've been used to. But at the same time, you know, you still have to get back to basics, work hard, get concentration, and you know, you can't say that Harp's score was anything spectacular, made spectacularly. It was, a couple of errors on our behalf, and we've tried and cut those out.
John, is it fair to say that you're finding it hard to get a full performance from your team? Like, you'd be playing well in patches, but to try and get a full performance from your team must be frustrating. It's was the nearest you got to it is probably goals, is it? The home one.
Well, I think we had a number of, at the time, you know, we had been away in Sligo, being in Harps, we Derry went 10 out of 12 in that time against Bowes, and then there was the break for a couple of weeks, and, you know, there's no doubt we've been on a horrible run for the last 4 weeks, and, you know, you're right to say, would you like more consistency? We would. Obviously, in games, you know, at our times when we've played very well, there are certain games in the last couple of weeks we've played very well, but we haven't been as consistent. But you get patches like that. I suppose the key thing is when you're ahead in games and you're making chances, you have to take those opportunities, and that's been the disappointing thing about it at the moment. But you know, I keep saying to lads, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself if you get back up. Massive game Friday, obviously massive underdogs win against Bowes, but we have to work as hard as we can. And you know, if you keep doing that, you'll change your form. But at the moment, it doesn't look that way. But that's just the way it is in sport.
Yeah, I suppose, John, like winning becomes a habit, losing unfortunately becomes a habit as well. Is that in the players' minds? Like, have you talked to them about that? Like seasoned players, experienced players like Carroll and Graham missing really good chances.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because I suppose they're frustrated with themselves because they're not. You know, they've scored very little goals this year. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, Graham has generally been a prolific through his career. Obviously, came in last year, got 14 league goals from play. You know, he's frustrated this year. He, you know, he's only got one from play and one penalty. You know, Carroll is frustrated. When Carroll's been out for a number of games, he's missed over half the matches. So has Garrod Morrissey. You know, so from that point of view, Darragh Connor. You know, so there's been a few fellas that have been missing, and for Carroll, it's been frustrating because he's, you know, he's had a bit of a back issue. And he's come in the last couple of games and hasn't clicked for him. And but look at the main thing, you know, I said to him, he was in there to miss the chances. He has to keep getting in there, and you know, he had to hit the target. And I think what frustrated last night was that out of three of the chances he had, two of them missed the target, and you have to stay hit the target to have any chance. So yeah, but it is frustrating for the lads, and you know, there's no hiding place, and you know, people are, you know, unhappy that we're not winning. And you know, I suppose in the last three games we have drawn two and lost one in the last three, but at the same time two of the home games have been draws, and they've been games that we felt we could have won and we haven't.
And obviously, John, like, you're confident that there are big performances like in this team and squad of players, that if you're confident enough there's big performances to come.
Well, I'm saying that, like, I can see there's a talented group there, but at the end of the day, you know, we need guys to, you know, to step up to the mark and to play it. And, you know, look, it's no different. You know, you can talk to the cows come home about, you know, Sean McLaughlin, Dan Casey, Conor McCarthy, James Tilley, all these that are coming through, and they're all young guys, and they can make mistakes. The problem at the moment, it's highlighting within the group at the moment. There's too many being made. So, you know, we can see they are talented lads, and they're learning quick, and being under pressure and being criticised, and, you know, the crowd on your back is a huge learning. And, you know, if you want to be a top player, you'll fight through it. You know, if you don't and you hide away, you'll fade away. But I believe in all these guys, and that we see the talent every day. But at the moment, as a group, there's a lot of work to do. But certainly, we feel we're better than our results have shown. But at the moment, we are where we are. We haven't done enough, and we have to turn around.
What impact is this period having on you personally, John? Like, obviously, when you go away from here, you have to go home and be a family man as well, which can't be easy.
No, incredibly difficult, you know, but it's, you know, I suppose at the end of the day, I'm the manager of the club, you know, I have to show leadership. We've had many good days, which we've enjoyed. We've had blips, and we're in a most difficult period at the moment. And, you know, I suppose the bottom line is that it's when you win, you don't get carried away, and when you lose, you know, you try and keep a level head and with the management and go through things. But it is difficult. I suppose as an ex-player, ex-supporter myself, there's no one more sick after a match than myself for supporters, because I know going home there's not like the buzz of when you have a win. I know when you're a supporter and you lose, you know, it knocks you, and then, you know, you get your hopes up for the next day. So the no one that takes it to heart more than anything, myself. But I have to deal with that. It's a difficult period, you know. I know in the club where we're at, I know what we have to do, but at the moment it is difficult, and, you know, I have to deal with that, and, you know, I suppose, you know, that's part of managing, really.
Has it caused you to doubt your own abilities as a manager and maybe consider your position?
No, I think it's an unfair question, to be honest with you, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the bottom line is we have worked incredibly hard. The management team have had five unbelievable years, so all of a sudden are they not good enough? You know, the goalposts changed. We changed the scenario within the club at the start of the year, the way we were going down. We didn't want to invest as much. So things have changed, and we have to work with that. Does that say that the management team that have led in and brought players through and have, on a shoestring, basically competed and won trophies at the top for 5 years and made money for the club, that all of a sudden they become bad? I don't think so. I think we're fantastic people, you know, highly qualified people, and all working 24/7 like they all do. So, so, you know, but we are going through a difficult time, and, you know, and you know, you can be. It's up to us as the management team to rally the lads around and get them up, and if their confidence down, get their confidence up, and that's what we're trying to do.
And on that basis, though, does that mean there has to be confidence from the management that you believe you're the ones to turn this around?
Well, I think so. I think it's a difficult year. We have a new board, and they've come in, and they've been really good people, you know, and I think they've come in to the deep end straight away, probably not realising, and I suppose it's probably been unfair that out of six board meetings, five are brand new, and, you know, I meet them every game, and they're, you know, they're brilliant people, and they're doing the best for the club. But, you know, they've been thrown in at the deep end, and it's been everything. They would never have seen this, and I suppose it shows that it's hard for people who have come in to understand how could they have the experience of running the club, and when there's been so many changes, and we're in a different time, and we have to fight through it, and the only way to fight through it is be united and everyone as a group going together. You know, I think the management team and the people in it, you know, the John Carters, Liam Carneys, you know, Lisa Fallon's, obviously with Eddie Hickey and Stella Phil Harrington, they're all well-established people. You know, with the, you know, Kevin Tatton, strength and conditioning, all part of the group for the last 5 years, have all done incredible work. So, you know, it's a time that it's up to us to lift the guys, and that's what we have to do. And you know, everyone can see we're not as strong as we used to be, and that's obvious. But still, at the same time, can we be better than we are? Absolutely.
Are the board expressing concerns to you, John, in terms of, you know, obviously when the results aren't going well, crowds start to fall, and I suppose the board have to make their projections in terms of the financial side of things as well?
No, I think, you know, the board have been, you know, supportive. I think it's very difficult for them. As I said, they're five of brand new people. Certainly, there's no way they would have anticipated this. What we need to do is, you know, we need a commercial business. We need our fundraising. There's lots of areas in the club, you know, where we need everyone to row in and deliver their side of it. So, you know, we have already looked at projections. We have Europe coming up, which is one of our biggest games. And but at the same time, you know, there has been a change in the club. We've, you know, since the start of the year and start of budget, we went on a different road. And like, it was obvious from the start of the year, we weren't going to be in the top two. You know what I mean? Because we hadn't invested that way, and that's the way it is. And but at the same time, you know, do we believe that the team can get up the table? We do. Do we believe they're better than the results are saying? We do. But we have to do it on the pitch, and you know, every game at the moment is very tough, and we have to rally around. And you know, there's, you know, people going out blaming this and blaming that. You know, at the end of the day, that's not my style. My style is work hard, work together, and turn around.
Is there anything from your playing days, John, you can draw on? Like in the late 80s, like City would have kind of been in the mid to lower part of the table. Like, can you recall what it's like as a player when you're going through a slump like that?
Yeah, well, and it's different to a player, because I keep saying, as a player, you're an individual. In terms of, you know, and everything as a player is about yourself. You know, as a management team, you're managing a group, so you represent the players, you represent the supporters. You know what I mean? And we all want to win. So, you know, as I keep saying, the one thing you need is you need to be strong within the group, and you need to fight harder. And by blaming everyone or criticising and in house fighting, or someone saying this is wrong, and that should go, or this should go, whatever, that's no good to any group. You know what I mean? So you need that tightness and that bond. And for me, you know, any time we've pulled through in scenarios, it's been everyone pulling together. And you know, I've been with the club when we've had, you know, in a situation like that, we've pulled together and got over it. And I've been in a situation we haven't, and the club has folded. So that's what we need to do. There's no easy way, but you have to work as hard as you can.
And what do you do to reinject confidence into the players? Like, Do you get them working with a sports psychologist, like, or what do you do to improve their belief, like, and kind of remove any of the doubts that are there after such a run?
You go back to basics. You know, you go back to winning the first ball, winning the first header, blocking the first tackle, getting the first cross in. You know what I mean? Not looking too far ahead, and not getting sidetracked, not reading, you know, stuff out there, not being on social media, being criticised. A lot of players getting criticism, and they're taking it to heart. And you have to be strong, and you have to stand aside. And you know the stronger you become if you can do that. But you have to get refocused. And you know, if you let your head wander and get sidetracked by people saying different things, you can't concentrate 100% of the game. So that's the attitude we need to have, and the fellas need to get back to that. But it is difficult when you're young. You know what I mean? Because you think you can handle everything and you can't. And now some of the lads are finding that, and it's up for us to keep them focused and try and get their tunnel vision back in and avoid the outside criticism and keep their concentration.
And in terms of the team for Friday, the three suspended lads are back.
Yeah.
Are they? What about Garrod? How close is he?
He's touch and go. You know, we'd hope he'd have him back, but it's hard to know at the moment. You know, it's been frustrating this year because he's missed over half the games. He's one of our key players.
Yeah.
You know, and being frustrating. But we make Friday at this moment, I'm unsure.
And Cullum, did he have a twinge?
Cullum again, you know, a great guy, working very hard to get back. And, you know, it's been, you know, you look at last year when he injured himself in the summer in Dundalk, full year back, got back in this year, injured himself in Dundalk, and just came back last night and has been working really hard. And he's a proper man, and he's a loss to us because he's a big player for us in the dressing room and around the ground, because he's a proper man, because he can take pressure and he can deal with it. And unfortunately last night he tweaked, so we just have to wait and see. Probably Friday is a bit soon for him.
John, you mentioned the budget cuts there for the first time in 5 years, plus the fact that, you know, you were saying four of your targets you couldn't get them, they went elsewhere because the money wasn't right here. How much of a contributing factor has that been to the current situation we find ourselves in?
No, within the club, I work within the guidelines that are there, and we always have, and we always will, because that's who the people in this club are, okay? And we deal with that situation. What was decided upon, rightly or wrongly, okay? Certainly, you know, we can all see in football at any level, okay? At the same time, you know, you need to invest some, And, you know, everyone can see the panels we had for the last number of years and the quality we had in strength and depth. Okay, and this year with injuries and suspension of time, our strength and depth isn't as strong. That's, but we brought young players through, and there's more young fellas coming through, and it's good for them. And that's just that's where it's at. Maybe questions need to be asked to different people. Maybe the general manager, maybe different people. I have to speak about the football side.
Sorry,
Chairman.
Just the board generally related to. Just the challenge that the Ringlocks are going to thrive at the moment, your thoughts on them and so the challenge that you're going to face when you're playing
Friday night. Yeah, well, I think the thing with Bowes is that you see over the last 3 years, there was a lot of talk, even a couple of years, about Keith and Trevor, were they the right people? I remember even 2 years ago, people were saying, should they be gone? And all of a sudden, they were persistent with them, and, they've been bringing a number of players through, and they've got quite a few good players from England, back from England, Dublin lads, who've turned out to be very good, but they've had the same consistency, I suppose. If you look at, they still have the cleverness of Corcoran and Ward and Keith Buckley and Pender, these guys, but they've mixed them in with some brilliant players, and, they're a team on form. They won away to Rovers, won away to Derry last night, so they're playing well, and it's great to see for Bowes, for the team up the top challenging, and it's an incredibly tough game for us, but we have to try and go in and meet the challenge head on. Obviously, their form suggests there's only one winner on the night, but, we have to make sure that we can get back to high levels of performance.